USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
A feared Hollywood strike that threatened to bring production of scores of TV shows and movies to a halt has been averted. 60,000 International Alliance of Theatrical Stage Employees members were set to begin a nationwide strike on Monday as the union's been in talks for months over getting a new contract while seeking more meal breaks, better benefits, and the three-year contract reportedly agreed to on Saturday evening by the two sides does still have to be ratified by the union's members. Dozens of immigration advocates walked out of a virtual meeting with top Biden officials today to protest the administration's decision to continue border regulations that were implemented by the Trump administration. And nearly 1,000 people rallied in New York City today to protest COVID-19 vaccine mandates. This is USA Radio News.
The best companion a pillow has ever had. You've heard me talking about Mike Lindell's Giza Dreams bed sheets now for a couple of years. They're the perfect companion to the My Pillow, made with the world's best cotton called Giza, grown only in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River. Its long staple cotton makes it ultra soft and breathable. And just like the My Pillow, there's a 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty. Try it for yourself. Mike Lindell and I promise you'll sleep better or you get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA. These are dream sheets as low as $49.99, but only if you use my promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and ask for the Giza Dream Sheets special. And the promo code USA gets you up to 66% off the entire line of MyPillow products. Sleep better with the Giza Dreams bed sheets and save at MyPillow.com. Promo code USA.
New York real estate heir Robert Durst, just a few days ago getting a life sentence for murdering a friend more than 20 years ago. Well, now the New York real estate developer is hospitalized with COVID-19 complications. He's reportedly on a ventilator. The Red Sox beating the Astros 9-5 in Houston on Saturday, becoming the first team to notch two grand slams in a postseason game. One in the first inning, one in the second. Game three is set for Monday night in Boston. The ALCS again tied up at one win apiece. Motley Crue frontman Vince Neil in the hospital, but expected to recover fairly quickly, but he reportedly broke some ribs when he fell off a stage at a Tennessee concert on Friday night. He apparently stepped too close to the stage's edge and fell 4 feet to the cement floor below. And former President Obama's on his way overseas to attend a climate summit in Scotland that President Biden will join later on this month. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A capital officer has been charged with obstruction in the January 6th investigation. Here's USA's Wendy King with more.
A federal grand jury indicted a U.S. Capitol Police officer for allegations of working from inside to protect a person who was charged with illegally entering the Capitol during the January 6th attack. Officer Michael Riley, a 25-year member of the force, is accused of telling the person to delete social media posts from that day. Riley was charged with 2 counts of obstruction in the case. "I'm a Capitol Police officer who agrees with your political stance," Riley said on Facebook, allegedly to the person, before removing his own message later. He said, "Take down the part about being in the building. They are correctly investigating, and everyone who is in the building is going to be charged. Just look out." Capitol Police said Riley had been placed on administrative leave pending the completion of the case. Riley, who was in the K-9 unit on January 6, was not on duty at the time of the attack, but did respond to reports of an explosive device on Capitol Hill that day. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
U.S. consumers increased their short-term and medium-term inflation expectations again in September, but they lowered their views on how much home prices, fuel costs, and other expenses will rise over the next year, according to a survey released Tuesday by the New York Federal Reserve. For USA Radio News, I'm Brad Bernards.